Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, June 27th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Witnesses Before Us. And our scripture reading comes from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, which says, Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. This past week was the 50th anniversary of Title IX, which is part of the education amendments signed into law on June 23, 1972. Title IX says, No person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subject to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. Title IX began to change many things in education and extracurricular activities, but probably none more than girls and women's sports. Changes came over time, and there is still work to be done. But I remember what it felt like as a young girl to finally begin to have the chance to play competitive sports in high school and then at the college level. In reflecting with gratitude on the opportunities that began to be available in sports for girls and women after the passage of Title IX, I was also remembering the dedication of women and men who stood up for equity and were examples of perseverance and hope. I remember many stories of teachers, coaches, and administrators who were committed to making opportunities for me and so many others to participate in sports before and after the passage of Title IX. It is similar to those who have come before us in our stories of faith. In the 11th chapter of the letter to the Hebrews, the stories and faithful actions of many ancestors in the faith are outlined person by person. Then at the beginning of the 12th chapter are the words, Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, and then the encouragement to look to Jesus the Christ, who is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. May we take time to reflect and remember with gratitude those witnesses that have come before us and prepared the way for us, giving us opportunities and encouraging us to grow in our life and in our faith. Amen.